This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Sounds like my tune-up worked. Oh, yeah, I got all 8 spark plugs firing. And oh, yeah, that Magneto is rocking, too. That thing's got, I think, at 80,000 volts. Good to have you along, folks. We got a lot of electrical volts hitting us right here from the IndyCar Studio today from Auto World Plaza. Yes, right in the Auto World Plaza. As I walked down the hall, I got out of the Greasy Garage Studio because it's Indianapolis 500 weekend. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Good to have you along. For all, I want to say thank you to all the veterans and all the folks that are in the service and all divisions. Thank you. I salute you for giving all of us free world. Thank you. Appreciate that. That way we can all start our engines and we can all buy fuel and we can all be and go where we want to go. As we stated in the first hour here at Auto World, a cross-country trip maybe. Even if your cross-country trip is going to the grocery store. Hey, we get to go. So I salute you, all of you. Thank you. Today here on Auto World, first and foremost, you're the star of the program at 855-660-4261. I welcome your calls, of course, live as we are in Boise, Idaho right now. Where now that this is the second hour of Auto World, each and every hour is different. That means the track temperature is now 125 degrees. That's where I'm sitting, of course. Whew. That's some hot buns right there, huh? Whew, yeah. Well, best part about all that is that, in fact, well, they don't come apart like tires do at a higher speed and a higher temperature. Oh, that's good. Whew. We're going to get to the email bag this second hour of Auto World. Absolutely, I've got a lot of emails to get to, and we're going to get to those. We're going to grab in and dig in and fall in and get right into that email bag. And by the way, the email bag is an all-new email to me, so I have no clue. Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of our emails here. He does not share those with me. He puts them in the bag. I dig in, I read them live on the air, and if you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just say right on the email, do not really read it live, and I will see that, and I will not read it, but I will still always help you, and that's what it's all about here on Auto World, to save you money, to help you. I want you to, each and every hour is different, I want you to walk away from the show, folks, each and every hour of Auto World with a, huh, I didn't know that. I'm glad I listened. That's what brings you back. I want you back in the studio with me each and every week, whatever hour you're listening, whatever day you're listening. And whatever day you're listening at and you're saying, okay, now I want more, you can with our podcast. You can Google me at Auto World Mark Evans. Please feel free. You can actually, not hiding, you can check me out and see what's happening with Mark Evans through the past and maybe going into the future.
Oh, yeah.
It's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's time, right now, because we're talking about Indianapolis 500. Take a listen to this.
May 30th, 1911. America's fastest growing industry descends on Indianapolis for Memorial Day. This is the very first Indy 500. For 200 laps, drivers, their mechanics right beside them, battle through plumes of white smoke from burning castor oil.
With the race cars going over 70 miles per hour, the daredevils flirt with danger. Lap 87. Joe Jagersberger breaks a steering nut, and his onboard mechanic is thrown onto the track. Harry Knight swerves to avoid him and careens into the pit road. No lives are lost, but Jagersberger and Knight are knocked out of the race. One driver, Ray Haroon, in the yellow car, has a tactical advantage. He's driving solo thanks to a new invention, the rear view mirror. With no passenger, Haroon's car is lighter and faster. He takes the checkered flag and shows America that even a small innovation can provide the winning edge. The Indy 500 will become an American institution.
At 234.046 miles an hour, they fly right by you. With wings, spoilers, and everything they could think of to keep that automobile from taking off for flight. With that, I do know for a fact, race on Sunday and sell on Monday. We are all beneficiaries of some awesome automobiles when we go buy them because they learn from Indianapolis 500 racing, along with a lot of the other type of kind of racing that we talk about here on Auto World, NASCAR, of course, and dirt tracking to motorcycle racing to even riding lawnmower racing. Yes, hey, with that, take a look at that. Have some fun and go watch riding lawnmower racing. It's a blast. And how do they, and why, and what do they learn from that? Okay, you do know, if you do have a riding lawnmower, how fast that thing is and how fast it cuts the grass, that's why. Well, there's one thing about the Indianapolis 500 that we all see today, and it's that white milk getting poured on the winner. He's pouring it on himself, like he did today. I will not announce the winner because some of you might be have pushed the R button for record. But back in the day, why does the Indianapolis 500 winner drink milk? Well, Lewis Meyer began the tradition of milk drinking after his second Indy 500 win in 1933. He sipped from a glass of milk, folks, saying that his mother had told him a glass of buttermilk was the best thing to drink on a hot day. And from that point, it went from buttermilk to milk. And they're still doing it, and why not doing it? You know, do it. And as you know, milk, if you think about it, I mean, do you drink milk? Chocolate milk. I know some of you like chocolate milk. Some of you like strawberry milk. There's all different flavors of milk. But one thing that I noticed here the other day, I was in the grocery store, everything is going up in price except milk. Really. I mean, I go back in time here. Why not? Take 50 years back in my life when my mom and dad were, yes, at the dinner table. In the morning, we had milk. And at the dinner table, of course, I'm the middle one, so I have an older brother and a younger sister. You know for a fact, this is for some fun here, why not? We always, somebody hit the table and we spilled a glass of milk, and of course my dad would say, hopefully you didn't understand that. But anyway, he was quite loud, and there we are, cleaning up the milk on the table and off the floor. But milk really hasn't gone up. Back then, I think it was maybe a 96 cents or maybe $1.15 a gallon, and what is it today? Well, in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting live in the IndyCar studio, $2.25, maybe $2.50, where our gas has gone from, you know, 18 cents to, I don't need to say the number today, you know what it is, because you're all buying it. We're going to take a short break on the first segment. We'll come back in the second segment here to Auto World. I'm glad you joined me right here, riding shotgun. We're going to Did You Hear? And by the way, we're going into that email bag to help you. Right here from Auto World, I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Oh, my gosh. What a weekend, huh? This is where we all pull out the barbecuer and we put the briquettes in there, the charcoal briquettes, or you got propane or you got gas going in it. Well, however you barbecue, it doesn't matter as long as you're happy and you love what you're eating. Welcome back to Auto World. We're sitting here giving you some great, hopefully great product to kind of munch on throughout the 3 hours of Auto World each and every week. That's what it's about. Sometimes I motor mouth here gets going so fast that you miss a few things. You are listening, but you miss a few things. I just want to do a little housekeeping. Make sure that you know that at any one point in time, you're listening to Auto World here on one of our great Auto World affiliate radio stations, but they can only take 1 or 2 hours or the hour that you want to hear all 3 hours. So in order to do that, you can always go over, folks, to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. And don't forget, you can always go back in time, and I know that I've always pointed out, get a paper and pen and pencil, however you want to write and take notes, because I make sure that the crew, all of our crew here, that we're going to thank at the end of the program, which is quite a few of them, they help us put all the material together, and there's things that you might have to go back on and say, what? I didn't know about that. I want to hear that again. And you can just Google me, Auto World Mark Evans, and click, and there you go. You can listen at any one point in time. For sure. So this Memorial Day weekend, of course, there's a lot of fun things that we're all doing, but I've got some great information from the Meat Institute. Oh, yeah. Where's the beef? Well, right here. All of us Americans, are expected to consume more than 100 million pounds of ground beef on this weekend. 100 million pounds of ground beef. That comes from the Meat Institute, of course. Whew, that's a lot of meat. That's a lot of beef. Whew, let's go into that email bag. I'm going to dig in there and dive in. Get one. Oh, wait a minute. There's one. Oh, I missed it. There it is. Got it. These emails in the email bag, that Eddie the Engine emailer here at Auto World Plaza, he takes care of all your emails. And folks, the email address is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I welcome your emails throughout, like right now, live from Boise, Idaho, and or through whenever you need to email. You know, you never know when your vehicle is going to be talking to you in a smell or a noise or pulling to the right or pulling to the left, or your brakes are squalling and squealing, or let's just say the way it is. Should I pay that much for that automobile? And how much should I sell my used car for? And where should I sell it? I've been in the automotive industry, the garage, the greasy garage, 45 plus years. ASC certified in many fields. That helps you. I've lived it, breathed it, burnt my fingers on it, tasted it. I've got all my tools. That means I got two thumbs. And how many fingers I got here? Let me count them. Yeah, there's 8 fingers, so they're all there. So I'm good. So I can help you, and that's why I'm here. To help you have fun, help you get information, and also take your emails and help you. So let's get to it. I can read this one. From Russell. Okay, Russell. He says, hi, Mark. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Well, thank you, Russell. Appreciate it. To you and your family, well, thank you, Russell. Same to you. Appreciate that. Russell here, listening to you every week here in Andover, Massachusetts. And he says, and Saturday. Okay. Let's take a look. Yes. Let's do a shout-out. There's our shout-out horn. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates, WNNW. Takes us all 3 hours on Sunday and then also on Saturday. Thank you, Russell. Appreciate it. And hi to everyone in the Andover, Massachusetts area. Thank you. Good to be along. Good to have you here. Definitely. Russell says, I have a question on my 2007 Ford Focus, the air filter. I understand it needs replaced, as per the quick lube I took it to. They told me that I was... Yes, let's see here. He says, they told me that it was located inside the driver's fender well, and they could not do it. So I drove over to an auto repair facility. They said the same thing, Mark. I asked, how much would it cost? They told me, the repair facility told me, that the best thing to do is to replace the original, if it is still there, with an aftermarket replacement. The price would be right around $435. Mark, is this true? How can any air filter cost that much? Question mark, question mark, question mark. He's got a lot of question marks. Thank you, Mark, for your insight. Russell in Andover, Massachusetts. Russell, thank you. This is big. This is huge. This is the truth, Russell. I hate to tell you that, but that is the truth. The Ford Focus is, okay, first and foremost, it's a great car, great car, great car, okay? Two-door, four-door, the race models, great car, okay? Russell, the gas mileage, you're a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, definitely, on the gas mileage. I mean, that's for sure. But your gas mileage will go, you know, off the, you know, right off the cliff if the air filter is dirty. It doesn't let air come through the air intake, air in plenum. It runs too rich. So you got to replace the air filter. And, Russell, they're both right. And it's, I'm not saying that the people in the quick lube don't have the talent, but it takes a lot of time to take the inner driver's fender well apart to get this stupid, I'm going to call it the way it is, this piece of stupid air filter capsule out of there from Ford. It's all one piece. It's glued together. It doesn't unsnap, and you can't put in a conventional waffle-style air filter in it. Besides, that's a booger to get to. Okay, a stinky one. And it's costly. But for $435 is what they're quoting you. I would say that's labor, too, I hope. Find out. Because that's what it should cost, parts and labor. The thing with this, though, Russell, is that they're telling the truth. It's inside the driver's side fender. Buy an aftermarket system. The aftermarket system, like this repair shop is saying to you, to do an aftermarket replacement. What that is that they throw the old original capsule away, the whole entire snorkel in, snorkel out, the capsule, all that. Just throw the whole thing away and get the aftermarket. That way you can, it has snaps, and you can put a conventional $11, $12, $15 waffle-style air filter in there later next time you need to change the air filter. So, and yeah, if you don't buy the... See, you can't replace just the air filter. You got to buy the whole capsule, even from the factory. And they're a heck of a lot more than $435. See, I believe they're charging you probably $100 labor. Plus, because last time I replaced a capsule, an aftermarket capsule, that was about $315, $330, something like that. So hopefully that helps, Russell, and you definitely, all you folks that have a Ford Focus, you know, you're probably nodding your head, oh, yeah, Russell, I know what you're dealing here with. That's a horrible thing. And then one thing, too, Russell, if you have more noise, air-sucking noise in the driver's fender area, you know the air filter's plugged up. Plugged up nose is not good. Thanks, Russell. Send me an email back, and we'll get you some gifts sent out. I'm Mark Evans. Good to have you along right here in the Indy Car Studio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tragedy in the Lone Star State. After one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history, the shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, leaving 19 children and two teachers dead, along with the alleged teenage shooter. The aftermath is sparking a political debate over mental health services, school safety, and gun laws. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson shares his thoughts while reflecting on the recent shooting.
We have to look at how we can better secure our schools, and it is about the single point of entry that, by blocking it open, allowed the gunman to come in.
The President and First Lady spending much of their Sunday in Uvalde meeting with the families of the victims of this shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me. But I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. We love you and him. Kitty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. What will you near, far, in a motor car? Oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, our fine poor Fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty.
Yes, that chitty chitty bang bang machine, that car. Well, I don't really. Back in that day, they didn't talk about gas and fuel economy, did they? That's all we talk about today. But for sure, folks, coming from the IndyCar studio this week here on the Auto World Plaza, I'm Mark Evans, your host. Do you know your numbers?
Somewhere around lap 23, that old man turned and smiled at me, and for a moment, I know he knows where we are. He still knows the numbers. He still knows the numbers. He still knows the numbers on the cars.
Need to know your numbers. That's all there is to it. When you have your favorite driver, they've got numbers. Hopefully you've got your numbers. Maybe your numbers are in the gas mileage numbers. Yeah, it doesn't matter as long as you know your numbers. Right here from Auto World, that's what it's all about. Okay, I've got a little trivia going out right now to you. Why not? Because this is something that we all look at, each and every one of you look at, every day. And you think about how many minutes or hours some of you look at these things. What are they? Where was the world's first three-color traffic lights installed? Again, where was the world's first three-color traffic lights installed? 855-660-4261. That is since 1992. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN mixer machine to make you sound good with your cell phone. Turn the cell phone into a microphone and let's talk. The email address here, as always, since way back when, too, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Where was the world's first three-color traffic lights installed? Love to hear from you. Okay, now, with this said, numbers. 165 equals 449. What's that all about? You're thinking maybe horsepower, maybe torque, maybe a model of a car, 442. What brand was that? You know. Well, a driver was driving driving a Dodge Hellcat, driving 165 miles an hour, and he received, well, a speeding ticket that cost the gentleman $449. Yep. He was reportedly going 165 miles on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike, where the speed limit was 75 miles an hour. As a result for going over 90 miles an hour over the designated speed limit, the driver was issued a $449 fine. Since posting the speeding ticket, some believe that the driver got off too easy. This is in Oklahoma for you folks listening. In Oklahoma, of course. So, with that said, the fine increases depending on the speed of the driver, and it was violating at the time, of course, but getting charged with reckless driving can increase the fine and penalties even farther. Repeat offenders of reckless driving can face a fine up to $1,000 and 6 months in jail. Do you believe that this, let's just say, person that was driving 165 miles an hour, now I'm not talking about, who cares, okay, forget about the car. It was a 2022 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat, wide body, green, dual carbon stripes, doesn't matter. You're doing 165 miles an hour in a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit zone, and Oklahoma says you're over 90, so here's your $449 ticket. What's your opinion? Do you feel that we should go to jail after we go that fast? We get our license pulled? What's your comments? What's your opinion on this? 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261, and email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook, message me. My name, Mark Evans. That's the address of Facebook. We have head on over to Auto World Radio, the Facebook page, and Instagram. The address there is Auto World Media. Welcome you to go over there and have fun at any one point in time. Absolutely. Talking about having fun, that's what we do here at Auto World each and every week. There is so much information, new, good, bad, recalls. Here in Auto World, we share recalls with you. We do racing news, of course. Compare cars. We do trivia, of course. We do the word of the day. We do shout outs. And of course, coming up, the Auto World little car fact. But right now, to have fun, did you hear segment? Did you hear, folks, about the man in the motorized scooter towing a power boat in traffic? Huh? What? Yes. Yes, you know, we know, and it's been proven that ICE vehicles and EVs have enough torque and, of course, horsepower to pull a heavy cargo like a boat. But, however, one man in California has gone viral after footage has surfaced of him towing his powerboat using only his electric wheelchair. I said it, electric. Yep, electric has torque. He was pulling it through there, and, of course, he was going to go fishing. Why not? Got an electric wheelchair, hook it up, and let's go. Who needs a V8? He didn't. He said, I'm in California, and I'm just going to hook up to my boat, and I'm going fishing. Good for him. He's using his power of thought and using power of a motorized scooter. But some of you, after giving you that last information about the man doing 165 miles an hour in a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit zone. Now we've got us a problemo in the slow speed zone here now. This man is, yeah, we know electric scooters got torque, absolutely. Some of you probably have some, and it helps you get around, and that's awesome. Absolutely. And you know how much torque there is. They're actually kind of dangerous. I mean, they've got torque. Designed to go up hills, go around corners, walkways, etc. Doesn't matter how steep it is. You can go up and down and all around and all that. But I myself would like to see how they hooked up it's a fiberglass boat. It looks like a tri-halt style where you walk through the center windshield so you can get people up sitting in the front of the boat. Single axle. Looks like they're pretty. Of course, it had an engine in it, his boat. But can he get on his electric scooter and go the speed limit to tow that boat to the reservoir or the lake to go fishing? I don't think so. I don't know the power and the speed of an electric scooter, but I don't think they can, you know. Whenever I'm in California, if the speed limit says 35, we're usually doing 70. Almost double. I don't really, this gentleman, no names are being mentioned here to protect the innocent, but I don't really think that, to save him and protect him, I don't really think that his, well, it's called rolling. I think that if you got going too fast with this electric scooter, you know, if you put a turbocharger on it or a bigger motor, I've got a little electric cruising cooler, we call it. It has a 1,000-watt electric motor in it, dual wheels on the back. Yeah, I said it. It's a cruising cooler. It's a plastic cooler that you can put your drinks, your pop, whatever you'd like to put in there, water, whatever your favorite drink might be. Lift the lid. On top of the lid, it's got a cushion where I put my buns, and it's got handlebars, and it's got a throttle in it, because underneath, inside the cooler, it has a 1,000-watt horsepower. 1,000 watts, not horsepower, excuse me, 1,000-watt electricity power. Oh, yeah. And a battery. And I pull the throttle back, and off I go. I just didn't want to have this man get hurt on his scooter. Call your friend, my man, and get your friend to tow your boat to the reservoir. We're going to come right back. Electric vehicles tease a new energy source? What?
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, welcome back to Auto World, where the lug nuts better be tight. Well, they are now. That's good. I had a couple loose ones. That's not good. When's the last time you had to worry about your loose lug nuts? Never happened. Never has happened. And it just doesn't happen. Shake your tire person's hand and give them a... No hugs. Give them a fist pump, maybe, and say, hey, thanks for putting new tires on this bad boy, making sure the lug nuts are tight. Back in the day, there was lug nuts coming off all the time. A lot of reasons and how come and why. Well, in lug nuts, you know, just a simple little thing like that to hold your wheel slash tire on your piece of metal so you can go down the road. Isn't that amazing? How about your driver's seat? Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here at the Indy Car Studio. Walk down the hall in the Auto World Plaza here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from, and you know, you take advantage of the, I just love the rubber smell I have in here, the new tires, the used tires. They put a gas can, believe it or not, with a vent open. So now, the smell of the fuel. But I gotta point out the seat I'm sitting on. It's an Indy car, Indianapolis 500 seat. One that was retired years ago, and it's very, very, actually, not comfortable. It's hard. It's got the hip makers, as I call it, grabbing my hips right now. It hugs the body to the point of no return. Why? Because it's an Indianapolis 500 race car seat. You can't... Or do you remember, folks, some of you are my age, maybe a little older, and we grew up with no seat belts, right? And we were kids in the back seat. Dad with three. I'm the middle one, so I've got an older brother and a younger sister. Oh, yeah, I got to sit in the middle. Yeah, remember the days? Dad would take the corner a little too fast, and he'd slide over, and yeah, you thought it was funny to give the sister or the brother the elbow sliding around the seat. How dangerous is that? Can you imagine the Indianapolis 500 racer Scott Dixon sliding around in his seat as he's going around the corner at 234 miles an hour? I can't see it. Woo! Man, can't see it. It's time right now here on Auto World. The electric vehicles tease a new little energy source, folks. That's right. Electric vehicles. several new projects that aim to exploit the Earth's gravity for power. Hint, how our electric vehicles could unlock otherwise impossible ways of generating energy by gravity. Yep, they include trains across the Australian outback and dump trucks that need no gas. There's even a proposal to haul water down a mountain to power the trip back up using gravity. All three projects rely on a particular part of electric motors, of course, an electric motor that is designed a little different using gravity. I know a lot of you might thinking that, well, yeah, I remember the day, Mark, when I was at the Toyota Prius that you applied the brakes, and when you applied the brakes, it would generate power.
Uh-huh.
Well, going down a hill? Yep. This means using the power, the motor, to slow an electric vehicle can recharge its batteries. A feature called regenerative braking in electric cars, of course. It turns out that under the right conditions, going far enough downhill at enough of an angle with a heavy load, electric vehicles can generate a useful amount of energy, folks. They can make enough, in fact, to power their trip back up. And they often make electricity to spare inside and hold it into a / battery. Wowza. The e-dumper. A company that manufactures the e-dumper, they call it, a 65-ton dump truck that's said to be the world's largest electric vehicle. You heard me. A 65-ton dump truck, the largest electric vehicle. It's a diesel engine and a fuel tank with have been replaced with electric motors and batteries and cooling machinery. Got to keep the electricity cool. And it's now working at a quarry in Switzerland, hauling 70-ton loads of lime and rocks down a mountainside. Beautiful looking thing. Green in color. Looks like almost my Kawasaki green on my dirt bike. Thanks to the expensive, very expensive of the high-tech system, an e-dumper costs about twice as much as a diesel-powered truck, but it never needs any fuel. A savings of between, you ready for this? Savings of between 11,000 and 22,000 gallons of diesel a year. Along, of course, as you know, the carbon emissions. And it almost never needs recharging. Why? Test drives show it generates about as much electricity going down as it uses going up. E-dumpers are in mines, folks, in Germany, Australia. They're growing to the point of no return. Who would have ever thunked that would people be buying 65-ton dump trucks, huh? The concept, basically, of making electricity on a downhill run will soon get even bigger boosts. The Australian mining company, a major producer of iron ore, announced in March that it will build infinity trains to generate electricity while carrying loads of ore from mines in the outback. The company currently runs 16 trains in Western Australia, driving about 54 locomotives that use a total of around 20 million gallons of diesel fuel every year. Each train, 244 cars, folks. They can be almost 2 miles long and carry more than 37,000 tons of ore. So, the company plans to have them working on all four routes before 2030 by developing a dynamic braking feature many locomotives already have to use gravity, going downhill to generate power, so it has power to go back up the hill using electricity, just like the e-dumper. That's a big dump truck. You know, like I had for my son, he had the yellow Tonka truck that he pushed around. It looks just like that, but it's just green, Kawasaki green. And now that Tonka dump truck toy that I had for my son and my daughter to play with, mostly my son was playing with it, with the road grader, of course, the Tonka yellow road grader.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this e-dumper is all electric now. My grandkids are playing with the yellow Tonka truck. Who would have ever thunked that we'd be talking about an EV dump truck, 65-ton dump truck, and getting power using gravity? Gravity is free. Gravity is something that we all know about. I know my body's feeling some gravity. So I do know that when it comes to tires, gravity does help you. In fact, if you do buy the right, correct tire and all, your car coasts farther, giving you better gas mileage. That's what it's all about. Running out of time here on the second hour. I wanted to get to, on the third hour, we're going to go ahead and get to the, well, it's called a tank turn. You got the Hummer Crab Crawl. Well, this brand has come out with a tank turn. We're going to talk a little bit about that on the third hour. And also on the third hour, more emails coming your way. I'm going to reach into the email bag, and we're going to help you with your emails. And also, have you heard about the B2V? I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And more trivia on the 106th running of the Indianapolis 500. I got a little some traditions, get it out there. And also, I have for you, of course, more trivia. Absolutely. Coming up the third hour. And also, if you don't know how to get to the third hour, our great Auto World affiliates don't take the third hour. The best way to do it is call your radio station and ask them to take the third hour. Absolutely. But do that first. Email them, bother them on the phone, all that. But you can also, right now, you can go to GCNLive.com. GCN Live. Good, Charlie, Nancy. GCNLive.com. Just look up for Auto World. You'll see me. I'm there. Sitting behind the silver microphone, as I always do. Appreciate you being here. It is one of our my tools that I use. It's electric microphone to help you.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.